Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
One of the great challenges all pastors face today is to speak the truth regarding God's will. In fact, I recently talked with a pastor who addressed the issue of God's plan for marriage, that is, one man and one woman. And to his surprise, and sadness, I might add, he lost several families from the church. Members he thought believed in the message of Scripture, well, they just walked away. As this pastor shared this experience with me, I could sense his pain. He had spoken the truth in love, but it fell on the ears of people who, though regular attenders at his church, would not accept what God says about marriage. As he shared this story, I thought of an Old Testament scribe named Baruch. He took down the words that God spoke to Jeremiah, and then, according to God's command, read these words in the presence of all who were visiting the temple. It was a challenging and heavy responsibility. It caused Baruch to be terribly anxious and discouraged because Jeremiah's words, which was a message from God, were rejected. Well, God understood and exhorted Baruch to cast his burden on him, the Lord, and to be encouraged that his own life would be saved from the judgment to come on Jerusalem. Today, we must not shy away from teaching the whole counsel of God as recorded in the Bible. At the same time, we must expect resistance from people who are more influenced by culture than the Scriptures. But when all is said and done, let's never lose our compassion for those who are walking out of the will of God.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BibleProinciples.org.